Dearly beloved in Christ, we will continue this morning our study of the 10th lesson of the Catechism. Last Sunday we covered the first half of this lesson on the virtues, the theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity, also going into the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost and the fruits of the Holy Ghost. And we would like to continue the 10th lesson with a study of the moral virtues and also the eight Beatitudes. And let us begin with the Beatitudes. What do we mean by a Beatitude? The word Beatitude means happiness, and the eight Beatitudes are eight practices of perfection which were given to us by our Lord. You can find them in St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 3 to 10. They are eight practices of perfection which lead to great interior peace and happiness. And that is why they're referred to as the Beatitudes. And again, they have been given to us by our Lord Himself, and they imply great perfection. So by living a life of grace and practicing the virtues of faith, hope, and charity, and the moral virtues that we shall discuss in a moment, making use of the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost, we should also strive to practice the Beatitudes. What are the eight Beatitudes? The Beatitudes are, first, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Second, blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the earth. Third, blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Fourth, blessed are they who hunger and thirst for justice, for they shall be satisfied. Number 5, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Number 6, blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. Number 7, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And number 8, blessed are they who suffer persecution for justice's sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And again, as we said, by practicing these eight Beatitudes, we derive great interior peace and happiness. And of course, above all, happiness in heaven. They, many of them at least, imply a great deal of perfection. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice. They shall be satisfied. That we should constantly seek the justice of holiness. And a great deal could be said to explain them. We would like to leave that for some other time. I don't know when. But books have been written, meditation books or spiritual reading books, in great depth explaining each of these Beatitudes. And again, we'll have to leave that for another time. We call these eight sayings Beatitudes because they praise excellent works of virtue performed with the help of the Holy Ghost, which bring us happiness both in this life and in the next. The moral virtues. Are there any other virtues besides the theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity? Yes, besides these three virtues, there are other virtues which we call moral virtues. They are called moral virtues because they dispose us to lead moral or good lives by aiding us to treat persons and things in the right way. That is, according to the will of God. What are the chief moral virtues? The chief moral virtues are four in number: prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance. And these are called cardinal virtues. The word cardinal comes from a Latin word cardo, which means hinge. And just as a door hangs by its hinges, so our whole moral life depends or hangs, so to speak, on these four virtues primarily. The four cardinal virtues of prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance. So they are very important, and we should strive to understand them and put them into practice. Prudence disposes us in all circumstances to form right judgments about what we must do and what we must not do. A person who is very zealous but is imprudent may end up in striving for virtue, may end up doing too much of one thing and not enough of another, perhaps ruining his health, or perhaps doing so much more than his strength or his aptitudes allow all at once, and then giving up completely because of discouragement. And so prudence is that virtue which helps us to form a proper judgment of what we must do and what we must not do. A very important virtue. Justice, the second of the cardinal virtues, disposes us to give to everyone what belongs to him. Justice, simply put, is the virtue by which we are inclined to give to everyone what is his due. An employer, seeing to it that just wages are given to his employees, someone who has something that belongs to another to restore it to its owner, and so many other areas that we could apply the virtue of justice to. But again, simply put, it means giving to everyone what belongs to him. Fortitude is the cardinal virtue, which disposes us to do what is good in spite of any difficulty. Fortitude means that we will stand up for the truth under difficult circumstances. And this virtue is especially manifested in the lives of the martyrs who were put to death and still didn't deny their faith, even though it meant being put to death for their faith. We are never allowed to deny our faith, even if it means choosing death rather than a denial of our faith. So fortitude, again, is the virtue which helps us to stand up for the truth, to do good in spite of difficulty. And we all need the virtue of fortitude today in a special degree. We are all affected by human respect. We are concerned with what other people think, and perhaps often afraid of what other people are going to say if we do what our conscience tells us is right, if we live as a Catholic. This is where we need the virtue of fortitude. Fortitude, simply put, is strength of soul that helps us stand up for the truth in face of difficulty. And finally, temperance, the fourth of the cardinal virtues, disposes us to control our desires and to use rightly the things which please our senses. Temperance would help one to control his appetite, not to eat too much, not to drink too much, and in everything to control our senses. Our bodily senses have to be governed. All things that are good may not be good if they are used to excess. So even things which are good in themselves and allowable must be used in moderation. And temperance is the virtue that helps us to control our desires, our appetites, so that we do not go overboard and commit sin by excess, such as, for example, in eating. The sin of gluttony is the same thing as intemperance, going overboard. So the four chief cardinal virtues, the chief moral virtues, are the four cardinal virtues: prudence, which helps us to form a right judgment about what we must do or not do; justice, which disposes us to give everyone what is his due; fortitude, which helps us to do good in spite of difficulty; and temperance, which disposes us to control our desires and to use rightly the things which please our senses. There are many other moral virtues. We would like to list some of them and identify them, describe them, or define them, but there are other virtues that will not be mentioned here. What are some of the other moral virtues? Some of the other moral virtues are filial piety and patriotism, which dispose us to honor, love, and respect our parents and our country. Patriotism is a moral virtue. Filial piety is a moral virtue, a virtue which disposes one to love his parents, to help them in need. Obedience is a moral virtue, disposes us to do the will of our superiors. Veracity, the virtue which disposes us always to tell the truth. Liberality disposes us rightly to use the goods of this world, material things, to be charitable in our use of them, not to hoard up things, especially things we don't need, to be considerate of the needs of others. That is liberality. Another way of saying someone is kind or considerate towards others. He has the virtue of liberality, the proper use of material things. Patience disposes us to bear up under trials and difficulties. Humility disposes us to acknowledge our limitations. Chastity, or purity, disposes us to be pure in soul and body. Besides these, there are many other moral virtues. The important thing, of course, is that we strive to practice virtue. We use the graces that God gives us, the gifts of the Holy Ghost, to live a virtuous life. And virtue, again, means a good habit. A virtue is a good habit. It's not just doing it once or twice, but trying to make a habit of it. And once you make a habit of a good practice, you will be able to perform that virtuous act with little effort, without even thinking of it. It will become a habit. That is when you have a real virtue. And that should be our goal, to cultivate, to acquire these virtues, to live good, virtuous lives. And that brings happiness in this world, and of course, most importantly, happiness in the next. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.